Now, you join me at a tremendously exciting moment. It's into your head, number 300 and some, no, 200 and I don't know. I can't hear myself talk, let alone think at the moment. This is absolutely the most ridiculous fucking episode of Into Your Head ever made. It's another interim show, waiting for the brand new studio equipment to arrive, hopefully next week. And my interim sound recorder is banjaxed. So I'm using basically I'm using a piece of a knitting needle plugged into my frigging netbook, using the Windows sound recorder thing, and I can't hear myself because there's no output or whatever you call it. So I've no idea what I'm saying. I hope it's of some value to somebody. Well, as they say, one man's crap is another man's crap. But the other man happens to like crap, so he collects it and he eats it, or does whatever he likes with it. Then he goes off and does something with shopping trolleys. Well, I suppose those people in America that you have over there, who are homeless, they go around apparently collecting bottles and going back and collecting the deposit on them. Over here, it's a bit different. We collect empty bottles, all right, if we're homeless, but we fill them up with urine and then we sell it as samples to the urine bank. The government has a urine bank for people who have bladder problems and all that sort of thing, so you can make a bit of money out of that. Of course, there was a hepatitis scare in the blood bank in the early 90s, and that didn't help with the whole urine thing. People freaked out, but no, it's nothing much you can do about that. Anyway, this is fucking ridiculous. I can't hear myself speak. I'm going to stop. Hello, it's me again. I still can't hear myself speak, but I went back and listened to what I said. So I know how you just said now. I was talking about, well, I won't ruin it. I don't want to be a spoiler alert. I'm going to tell you what I just said. I know that'd be a bit silly. There's no point me coming on here and giving away the whole show, telling you what you've already heard. For one thing, that would be a bit repetitive. Although not for me, because as I say, I can't hear what I'm saying while I'm speaking, so I have to go back and analyse it. Although I can see a bar thing jumping around to the. It's a sort of a graph showing my. Apparently, my voice is a straight line with fat bits in it. When I say, ironically, when I say line, four dots appear. When I do this, it goes remarkably stable. That's interesting. Apparently, it's a sign of stability. It's a sign of someone who's not afraid to stop and think and allow himself time to think and make a meaningless sound. Now other people will come along and they'll say, if you're stuttering in the middle of a sentence and going then you really should not be putting yourself in a position of being a public speaker or any kind of a broadcaster of any sort. Well, I suppose in a way that makes sense, but in another way, I don't want to be one of those people who comes on and he runs out of something to say and then just goes silent like this. Which would you prefer, this or this? I suppose I could have it where I'm going, but then I run out of to say, and then I have a silence in the middle of it, so I go, but that would imply that the is being well thought out, when in fact it's not. It's filler for when you're thinking about the other stuff in between which it's filling. It's a bit like hamburger helper. That's you again. Another thing you Americans have. You have hamburger helper. You make hamburgers at home, and then you realise I haven't made enough of this fucking stuff. I have to go and get hamburger helper. It's some sort of a filler that you put in, and it makes the hamburger bigger. Or well, it doesn't really make it bigger. It adds stuff to the hamburger to give it more. Or something, and then you put that on it, and then presumably you put onions and tomato. I'm making hamburgers at the moment. I've got all my stuff laid out. I want to have them fresh for when my wife comes home, so I haven't completely made them yet. So I've got a tomato in the fridge. I've chopped up some onions. I've chopped up some cheese. I've got bread that I haven't removed from the packaging yet, and I've got burgers that I've thawed out, but I haven't put them in the grill yet. So I'm as prepared as I suppose I could be a bit more prepared. I could take out a knife and have that ready to spread the ketchup and mayo on it. But so hold on a minute, let's see if I can do that from here. I'll just about reach. There, we done that. That's tended to. So let it never be said that I'm not ready to make burgers. Well, not all the time, not heavy. If you came back to me tomorrow, this time tomorrow, I probably wouldn't have any degree of hamburger preparation preparedness at all. But that's because you don't have the same freaking thing 2 days in a row, unless you have, unless you make too much, then you have leftovers. But you won't be making it again the next day, other than reheating. I don't know, do you reheat hamburgers? Some people do. They take the hamburger and they shove it in the microwave. Or some people leave it in the bread and shove the whole thing in the microwave, and then they burn their hands and they go, ah! Which is not to be confused with, which is a meaningless filler. Someone who's going, ah! Probably, ironically, isn't thinking as much as someone who's just going, ah! In fact, they're letting out an involuntary scream. They'll think again in a few seconds when they get there. When they get over the whole thing, they realise that hurt. Let out an involuntary yelp. Now I have to think about what just happened, so I'll fill in some time by going, ah. Although, now that you mention it, someone who's just burned themselves isn't going to worry about the fact that they're in the middle of a speech and need to fill it in, because everyone will be running up to them saying, are you all right? You need an ambulance. Don't worry about the old speech. Your health and safety comes first, according to our solicitor anyway. So don't worry about the speech. We'll just not pay you. Are you a former Prime Minister of Great Britain or something who goes around the speech circus? Giving out lectures for $10,000 a pop. I'm afraid you won't be getting your $10,000 this time, although you probably will. You've probably got some sort of insurance for that. That's the sort of thing you people do. You're obsessed with, you're obsessed with being prepared for failure. Which, if you read the book, The Secret, that's a bad thing. You shouldn't be prepared for, you shouldn't plan for failure. You should plan for success and expect success. Because if you according to that book, if you expect failure, then the universe will give you failure. Listen to the Brian Jude Show. It's a fine podcast. You may have heard Brian Jude on. Now something bad happened there, I'm afraid. This frigging Windows sound recorder ran out of capacity. I didn't make the foil long enough. I didn't plan for that, by the way. I'm not a hypocrite. I didn't plan for failure. But nonetheless, you missed the whole bit where I talked about Brian Jude, and then I talked about Ruben from Rubener.com, who visited Ireland recently. There's an absolute, I'll recreate it sometime, but not now, frankly. This is 500 seconds long now. How long is that? I think it's 8 and a bit minutes. That'll do for now. Goodbye.
Sit, Kofi, sit. Good cat.